وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of God, the Compassionate, the Merciful. Assalamu alaikum, my dear brothers and sisters, and welcome back to the series of the program for humanity from IRIB English Radio, and I am Hamza Azizi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His Holy Book, after describing different stages and steps of creating human beings, He comes to a specific stage that it seems to be different from the previous ones totally. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we have created human beings from nutfa, then alaqa, and to the level that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala follows it with thumma ansha'nahu khalqan akhar. When it comes to a specific time and stage, we have made it and we have returned it to a different thing. خَلْقًا آخر. It seems that there is a different aspect that makes human being a special thing. Because the previous stages are common between human beings and other creatures. There's nothing special. All the animals are like that. But when it comes to human beings, after a specific stage, He says that ثُمَّ أَنْشَأْنَاهُ خَلْقًا آخَرَ. After the physical body of human being is somehow settled and somehow shaped, after we have made His body, ثُمَّ أَنْشَأْنَاهُ خَلْقًا آخَرَ, we have made a different thing. What is that different aspect? This different aspect is something that we call soul, ruh. This soul is something that makes human being as a special creature. Actually, this different stage and different thing is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enjoined angels to prostrate before human being because of this characteristic. Why? Because by this characteristic, human being can reach the highest level of the creation. By this characteristic, he can exceed all limitations. And previously we said that the angels, the reason why they've been ordered and enjoined to prostrate before human being was the concept of khilafa. And now we are saying that the reason of sajda was because of soul. So there's a connection between the concept of khilafa and concept of soul. So khilafa, successorship of God, is highly tied and connected with the issue of soul and ruh. So, how can we experience this soul? Is it something beyond our wisdom and our intellect, or we can think of that and we can comprehend that at least to some limits, to some levels, we believe that yes, we can comprehend to some levels the quality of the soul. Inshallah, I will talk about that after a short break.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, my dear brothers and sisters, to the series of programs for humanity from IRIB English Radio, and I am Hamza Azizi. We've said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduces to us a very different aspect and dimension of human being, which is soul and ruh. And we ask that if we can experience and comprehend to some limits the quality and reality of this aspect. And our answer was positive. Yes, we can understand to somehow. A very simple example, a very simple way to understand the quality of soul and the existence of soul is our dreams. We all had dreams in our lives. When we sleep, our body, our physical dimension, is on the bed. All of the faculties are sleeping. And our physical body is, we can say, in a standby position. But at the same time, we see some images, some events. Sometimes we see some events that haven't taken place and haven't happened yet, but after a while, after days, after months, after years, we see that the same thing that I have dreamed about took place. So the event originally belonged to the future, but I have experienced, I have seen it, I have visioned that in earlier time. So, and at the same time that I have seen that event in my dream, my physical body was on a standby position and situation. So my physical body was on the bed. So how did I see that event? Or it's better to say, what part of me actually has seen that event and those images? So it seems that there is another faculty. There is another dimension. And that is the element that differentiates and distinguishes human beings from other creatures. The lesson that we learn from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about ruh and soul is that this is the reality of human being, because this is the differentiation, distinguishing point of human being from other creatures. So if we concentrate more, if we train more this dimension, if we look forward more to searching for good ways, good training of this faculty, we would get closer and closer to the reality of human beings. And if it is vice versa, if we get back and concentrate on our physical dimension, we are getting closer and closer to the animals, not to the reality of human beings. And this is the point that we learn from the issue of ruh, of course, the issue of ruh is a very comprehensive issue, but this lesson is very important, inshallah. In the next episode, we are going to talk about another attribute of human beings. Thank you very much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu ala Nabi, sallallahu ala Muhammad wa ala Ali.